peace with God.
The Bible tells us that there's a season for everything, and with the end of one season comes the beginning of a new one. Today, we announce that the season for this program has come to a close. But as it does, a new season of opportunities is set to begin for the radio ministry of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Those new opportunities will continue to do what this program has done for the past 65 years. Share the good news of Jesus Christ.
God is offering you tonight forgiveness of sin. He's offering you heaven tonight. He's offering you a new peace and a new joy and a new direction and a new meaning in your life.
Don't miss Billy Graham's message, Time to Come Home, on this final edition of Peace with God. I'm Bill Meyer. Also on today's program, we'll tell you about the many audio offerings available online at billygraham.org.
Wherever you have a smartphone, you've got the resources of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association with you.
You'll hear more about the many different audio resources available at billygraham.org in just about 10 minutes.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
Today's message comes from Billy Graham's 1992 crusade in Portland, Oregon. That's the same city where he and his team made the decision to begin this program 65 years ago, during his 1950 Greater Portland Crusade. Let's begin listening now to the message, Time to Come Home, here on Peace with God.
I want you to turn with me to the 15th chapter of Luke. Luke, the 15th chapter, that's the most familiar passage almost in the whole Bible. It's the story of a father. It's called the prodigal son, but it should be called the loving father. I want to dwell on the father. There are three stories that Jesus tells. The Pharisees and the scribes were murmuring because he was eating with these sinners. And they said, he eats with sinners. Jesus moved among all kinds of people. People with every kind of ethnic background, and people that were rich and people that were poor. He loved them all. He welcomed them all. He ate with them all. He moved among them. And these religious leaders didn't like it. They said he's compromising by eating with these people and fellowshipping with these people. And Jesus told them three stories. He told them a story about a man that had 100 sheep, and one of them wandered away. And he left the 99 and went out to find that one lost sheep. And when he found it, there was great rejoicing. He gave a great banquet to celebrate the finding of his one lost sheep. He's telling the story that he is the shepherd that has come to find you. You're the one lost sheep here tonight, perhaps. You're lost from God. You've lost your direction in life. You've lost your purpose and meaning in life, and you need to find it. You can find it tonight because the shepherd is looking for you. And then the second story that he tells is about a woman who loses one of the coins from a headdress that she was saving as a part of her dowry. And she lost it. She couldn't find it anywhere. She lit a candle and looked under the bed, and she swept the house, she cleaned the house, she wept, she cried. Her neighbors joined with her. Finally, she found it. And then all of her neighbors came, and they all rejoiced that she had found that coin. And Jesus said, there's joy in heaven over one sinner repenting of sin. Think of it, one sinner, just one person coming to Christ. Causes rejoicing in heaven. The angels of heaven gather together to rejoice. Tonight, I want to talk about the next parable. A parable means a story that illustrates spiritual truth. Jesus never spoke to people unless he told a story. He always told stories. And everybody likes a good story. And Jesus would tell a story and the people would gather around. And he always had a spiritual truth in his stories. And this is one of the stories that Jesus told. He told a story about a father that had two sons. Probably he lived out on a big ranch or a big farm. And one day, His youngest son came to him and said, "Father, it's our law that the oldest son gets 2/3 of your estate when you die, and the youngest son gets 1/3. Now, I'll tell you, I don't want to wait till you die. I want mine now." Now, that was very rude. It wasn't the way it was supposed to be done. This young man wanted to go out and have a good time now. He didn't want to wait. He wanted to have the girlfriends, and he wanted to have the drugs. He wanted to have it all now. And he wanted his inheritance long before his father died. Finally, his father gave in, gave it to him, and said, "Go." I'm sure he gave him a good talking to. But there are so many people like that. I heard about a story about a speaker. He was scheduled to speak at the Philadelphia Town Hall and decided to walk from his hotel, even though he was unfamiliar with the city. And sure enough, he became lost and was forced to ask some boys to direct him to his destination. One of the boys asked him, "What are you going to do when you get there?" He said, "I'm going to give a lecture." They said, "What are you going to speak on?" He said, "I'm going to speak on how to get to heaven." And the boy said, "Are you kidding, mister? You don't even know how to get to the town hall." Jesus, in this passage, tells us how to get to heaven. We must turn from sin and turn by faith, and we'll be received, and there'll be rejoicing in heaven when we do. I spoke the other night about Dostoevsky, probably the greatest novelist in Russia, in Russian history, at least during the last century. And he was sent to prison camp. Well, first of all, they lined him up to shoot them. And at the last moment, there came a reprieve from the Tsar, just as they were to be shot. The men had raised their rifles, ready to shoot these prisoners. And they got a reprieve, and he was sentenced to prison in Siberia. And when you read how he lived in that time, the vermin on the floor, the stench of the prisoners, the unbelievable cold in the winter, the unbelievable heat in the summer. But when he went into that prison, there were some women that gave him a copy of the New Testament. That's all he had to read. And for years, he studied and read that New Testament until he had memorized most of it. And this 15th chapter of Luke and the story of this prodigal son, he memorized, and you'll find it all the way through his novels. Read The Possessed, The Brothers Karamazov, all those famous novels that he wrote, has the story of the prodigal son in the middle of it. Jesus told this story, and literary experts call it the finest short story ever written. Here's the picture of a young man who was restless, wanted his inheritance now, didn't want his father to tell him what to do. And that's what many young people are saying to their parents and teachers and the police. People are saying, "Have sex now. Don't wait for marriage. Assert your independence. Do your own thing, regardless of the consequences." This young man in Jesus' story set off for the far country. He wanted to go to the great city like Seattle or Portland or Chicago or New York or London or Paris and have a good time. And he arrived in the big city with all of its bright lights, and he had a good time because his pockets were filled with money. Teenagers are not the only runaways in our society. Hundreds and thousands of men and women run away from each other, run away from their marriages through divorce. This young man was running from himself. He was running from God. And all around us here tonight are people who are doing the same.
Maybe you're one of those people who are running from God. If so, you can stop right now. Stop running and let Jesus take control of your life. Learn more by going to peacewithgodradio.org and clicking on Grow Your Faith. You can also call us at 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Carol is going through a really hard time. She's finding strength and peace in Jesus.
I lost my husband about a year and a half ago. We were married for 54 years, very strong marriage. I have a son that is physically challenged. He's in pain all the time, so I have had to deal with my son who lives with me.
Carol's response? A simple prayer.
My favorite prayer is, "Help me, God." And that's very important because it turns it over to Him. I'm not strong enough to do it.
It's that simple? Yes.
Because everything's in His control anyway, whether you believe it or whether you know it or not.
Carol overcomes challenges by giving them to Jesus. That's the only way to live a joyful life, joyful even in the midst of great struggle. Go to billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith, billygraham.org.
Thanks for joining us today for Peace with God. This is the final edition of the program, but the radio outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association continues to offer a variety of resources online. Jim Kirkland is director of radio for the ministry.
With the radio and TV page at billygraham.org, you can access a message from Billy Graham on a variety of topics spanning over 60 years wherever you are. Wherever you have a smartphone, you've got the resources of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association with you.
Those resources include the Billy Graham Audio Archives, one-minute inspirational features, and stories of God's work in people's lives. And along with all of those resources is the weekly program Hour of Decision Online, which presents timeless messages from Billy Graham Crusades. Jim Kirkland says the program is hosted by Billy Graham's longtime friend and ministry partner, Cliff Barrows.
He brings insights that really, it's not an overstatement to say he's the only person who could have these insights. And he shares those. So there's always a wonderful backstory.
Hour of Decision Online and every other audio offering available at billygraham.org is designed to point listeners to Jesus Christ. And Jim Kirkland says he's grateful to see that happening.
We have heard from listeners who have made first-time decisions for Jesus Christ. We've heard from a listener who didn't even know they were going to get the program. One of their Facebook friends had shared it with them on Facebook, and they gave an ear to it. It happened to be an Hour of Decision Online about forgiveness. And they wanted us to know how that really was a divine appointment for them, and they needed to hear that message on that day.
Check out all the offerings available from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Go to billygraham.org and click on TV and radio. That's billygraham.org.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
In today's message, Billy Graham is teaching from one of the most famous stories Jesus ever told, the story of the prodigal son. Let's listen now to the conclusion of Billy Graham's message here on Peace with God.
This young man in Jesus' story set off for the far country. He wanted to go to the great city like Seattle or Portland or Chicago or New York or London or Paris and have a good time. And he arrived in the big city with all of its bright lights, and he had a good time because his pockets were filled with money. Teenagers are not the only runaways in our society. Hundreds and thousands of men and women run away from each other, run away from their marriages through divorce. This young man was running from himself. He was running from God. And all around us here tonight are people who are doing the same. This boy squandered his wealth in wild living. He spent it all and had nothing to show for it. In Isaiah, the 55th chapter, it says, "Why do you spend money on what is not bread? Why do you labor on that which does not satisfy? Listen to me, says the Lord. Eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richness of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live." You see, you are an eternal soul, an eternal spirit. You're going to live forever, whether you like it or not. You can't kill yourself. You can't commit suicide. Your body can die, but not your spirit. The real you that lives inside of you is going to live forever, either in heaven or hell. You say, Billy, do you really believe in hell? Yes, I do. Because Jesus talked about it. The Bible teaches it. It's mentioned many times in the Bible. And we're warned not to go there, to stop before it's too late. Jesus said concerning this man that he's telling about, this young man, that he began to be in need. You see, a great famine came to the city or the town where he went to. They didn't have enough food. They didn't have enough water. And he couldn't get a job. He lost all of his money. All of his friends left him. He had made a lot of friends with his money, but now he didn't have any money. And he was looking for a job, and he went to some of his old friends, and they wouldn't hire him. Finally, he got a job feeding the pigs. A terrible job for a young Jewish boy. He tried to satisfy his hunger pangs with what the pigs were eating. His physical hunger is a picture of our spiritual hunger. The Bible says he finally came to himself. He got down inside of his heart and he began to realize that he was wrong. But he had run away from his father. He had run away from the wealth that his father had. He had disobeyed his father. He had lived in all kinds of sin. And one day, God, the Holy Spirit, began to speak to him. And he began to think. Blessed when a young person begins to think, and when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with you, and you begin to feel that you're wrong. He said to himself, I'm wrong. I've sinned against my Father. I've sinned against God. I've sinned against heaven. How much better off are my Father's servants than I am? I'm going to get up and go back to my Father and beg him to take me, not as a son again, I'll just be a slave. So he started for home. He was very humble and sorry. He said, I'll arise and go to my father. And he said, I'm going to tell my father. He made up a little speech. He said, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called your son. No trace of arrogance, not trying to justify what he'd done. He realized he'd sinned. He just cast himself on the mercy of his father. He didn't see his father's welcome and think he'd gotten away with it. He didn't say, hi, Dad, I'm home. Can I have my old room back? No. He was like King David after King David had sinned. He confessed his sin. He said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. To repent means to turn around and go the other direction. And he arose and he came to his father. But the story is that his father had been watching for him and looking for him day after day and month after month and year after year. His father never gave up. His father loved him. And his father was waiting for him. But when he looked down the road and saw what he thought was his son coming, the father ran to him and threw his arms around him. And the son tried to give his speech, but he couldn't give it. When he was yet a great way off, the scripture says, his father fell on his neck and had compassion on him. God is not waiting to judge you and condemn you. God loves you. He's waiting to receive you with mercy and love. And the day will come when God is going to judge the world, I know. But today is a day of grace and salvation. Grace means something you don't deserve. God is offering you tonight forgiveness of sin. He's offering you heaven tonight. He's offering you a new peace and a new joy and a new direction and a new meaning in your life. He's offering you the best of this world, and he's offering you heaven in addition. not because we deserve it, but because of what Christ did on that cross. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, God took your sins and mine and laid them on Christ. He became sin for us who knew no sin. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all, says the Scripture. The Scripture says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Scripture says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. The Scripture says, by whose stripes we are healed. Every stripe that Jesus took, it was healing for us. True repentance doesn't presume on the grace and mercy of God. It can only come when the Holy Spirit draws us to Christ. And beware of the attitude that says, I know I'm on the wrong road, but I'm not tired of it yet. I want to have a little more fun, a little more excitement, a little more sinning. I'll repent. I'll come to God someday. I think everybody in this audience feels that sometime, somewhere, you're going to make a commitment to Christ. And you forget all those passages that indicate that you better come now. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. You may not be able to repent, because the further you travel the road away from God, the less you think you've done anything wrong, and the less you think you need to repent. You must make a choice about yourself tonight. Some of you think that you're too bad to come home to God. You say, I've done too many bad things. I've sinned against God. He won't receive me. Yes, he will. It's not too late. The very fact you're here, the very fact that God is speaking to your heart indicate it's not too late. Someday it may be too late, but it's not too late tonight for you to make that great commitment to Christ. Don't harden your heart and turn away. Jesus said, when you come to him, there'll be great rejoicing in heaven. And you need to come home to God tonight. He's waiting to welcome you with open arms and say, I love you. Welcome home. You can come home to Christ tonight. And there'll be rejoicing in heaven.
Are you ready to come home to God? To begin a relationship with Jesus Christ? You can do that right now. Find out more by going to peacewithgodradio.org and clicking on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or you can talk with someone on the phone. Just give us a call. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. You can use that same number to order a free CD copy of today's program. It's yours to listen to anytime you like, or to share with someone else. Just give us a call and let us know you'd like the free CD of this edition of Peace with God. The number again is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. You're listening to Peace with God.
Peace
with
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
Billy Graham taught today from the story of the prodigal son. Jesus told this story to let us know that no matter where we've been or what we've done, God is always ready to welcome us home. Now, Billy Graham's grandson, Will Graham, tells the story of another prodigal son.
Thanks to both the book and the movie Unbroken, you have probably now heard the name of Louis Zamperini. Louis Zamperini was a World War II POW in Japan, and the torture he endured was so great that even years after the war, he suffered with nightmares and anger. He thought that love and eventually marriage would help him get over the nightmares. When that didn't work, Louis started drinking, trying to suppress the horrific memories. But alcohol didn't help. It actually made things worse. He still had nightmares and was at the point of losing his marriage. But in 1949, after hearing Billy Graham preach, Louis gave his life to Christ. The Bible says in Psalm 130, verse 4, but there is forgiveness with God. On that fateful day, Louis asked God to forgive him and to come into his life. And starting that night, Louis was never tormented by nightmares again. His trust was now in God instead of himself. Louis Zamperini was truly free. Live by faith and not by sight. For Peace with God, I'm Will Graham.
Live by faith, not by sight. Those are good words to close with on this final edition of Peace with God. We want to thank you for having been a part of this radio outreach. And although it's come to an end, the many other ministries of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association continue to share the message of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of that work through your prayers and financial support. Just go to peacewithgodradio.org and click on Give. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or call us. The number is 888-61-JESUS. 888-615-3787. I'm Bill Meyer. Peace with God has been an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.